Well, finally, in this Nash Inventions concert at Wigmore Hall, the string quintet by Peter Maxwell Davis. He wrote it in 2014 after he'd returned to his home on the Orkney island of Sandé following long treatment in hospital for leukaemia. And Max said the work emerged from his sense of joy and relief at being back home and having the possibility of carrying on working for at least a little while longer. There are four connected movements called Chaconne, Reel, Slow Air and Stamache. And the searching, ambiguous-sounding Chaconne builds in harmonic richness until it reaches the furious energy of the Reel, which has extreme dynamic contrasts. The Slow Air then reveals its connections with the opening Chaconne before the final Stamache, which means uproar, collides everything we've heard before until some slow, final and rather ambiguous chords. Well, a bit more to be done on the Wigmore stage than for all the other moves. Well, the piano has to be taken back. And as usual, the screws which keep the piano wheels in place so the piano doesn't slide to the front of the stage, and proving a little bit tricky to undo. But anyway, the piano has now gone to the back of the stage. And all is being prepared. This is the first of many concerts being given by the Nash during this Wigmore Hall season. And as I said earlier, the main title of their programmes is The French Connection. So we get often a piece by Stravinsky written in France, followed by genuine French music. For example, there's a Wigmore Sunday morning coffee concert, 11:30 on Sunday the 24th of September, so coming up very shortly. Music by Ravel, Bizet, Debussy and Poulenc, as well as Stravinsky. Slight struggle with the microphone being adjusted on stage. That done. Stage is clear. Wonderful broad wooden teak, I don't know, mahogany doors. It is like an ocean liner, this hall. And onto the platform now come the five players. Benjamin Navarro, Annabel Meir, Lawrence Power, Adrian Brendel and Björg Lewis to play Peter Maxwell Davis Quintet.